This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just another week until Christmas, right around the corner. Hope everyone has big plans. He gets a little bit of time off. That'll be nice. It's very exciting. It's a fun time of year. Everyone's getting all jolly and bright. I'm actually really surprised that we haven't done any decorating at our house yet, which normally we would, but it just feels like we've been so busy.
It's a busy time.
I think because Thanksgiving was so late. Like, it feels like the turnaround between Thanksgiving and Christmas year this year is really quick, like 3 weeks. Usually I buckle down and do stuff between the, you know what I mean? Like, you have those, that month in between. Feels quick. That's all. Yeah. Hey, the Facebook page, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Every day as I'm going through all the stuff that Maddie gives me as I'm prepping and getting everything together, I'm like, oh, I'm putting that up there. People might want to know about that. Oh, there's a nice fun trailer for everyone to look at. Everything we talk about on the show goes right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure you stay updated by checking out our Facebook page. So Justin Timberlake. He hasn't had a good couple years here. I mean, don't worry. He's still rich and everything. Vinny, we've got some video up here for you. Now, people, I did put this up. Of course I did, because it's fun. Justin Timberlake is a big star, and he's touring. He's supporting an album, and he's got, you know, he's doing all kinds of fun stunts on stage. And one of the stunts involves him getting put into a harness with two big wires coming off the back. And as people are watching the show, and a lot of people are filming him and stuff, and just like, oh my God, we're so excited. We're at a JT show. This is great and crazy. The harness gets put on him, and it really tightly shows what he's got going on down low. Mm-hmm. And it's... And then everybody who's filming, there's a bunch of different angles on this, Vinny. And people are like filming like, oh, yay. Oh, my God, he's going to get hauled up into the air. It's going to be incredible. And then all of a sudden, his package is just very clearly and smallly outlined. And
well, tinily hold on, outlined. Though. He's in a giant stadium. And from far away, that might look small. But I
That's
bet
why I zoomed in. But it isn't.
A giant monster.
I don't know. Unless parts of it are hidden behind the harness, which looks like he would not be able to sing. It's all right there, front and center. In fact, he notices that people are
pulling on his shirt in the photo.
Zooming in on his. He's trying to pull his shirt down.
I tried to help him out, but you know what? I really don't care about this guy. He's actually been kind of a
tool.
Well, kind of
tiny tool.
And there he is, and is that it? Now, Sarah, you have extensive experience with the man area.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's...
I'm going to say this, Vinny. I don't see it. It is behind pants. And some people are growers, not showers. But if it's in a lineup, I don't pick it.
I don't.
It feels...
It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, he's fine. He's normal. Get off of him.
Go on. It feels like...
It just feels
personal.
At least he's showing something. I mean, could be...
Oh, no, there's definitely... It looks like there's, I don't know, like a marshmallow in there? Oh. That one looks like just a marshmallow?
I don't know about this, but I know that...
marshmallows. I just see one.
As I've said many times, I would classify myself as a grower, and there's certainly times I've gotten out of the water and had my towel yanked off by friends or whatever, you know, when you're just...
Yeah.
You're a kid and you're and been like, no one would ever want to see a person in that state. Yeah. It's just had too much water.
Yeah. It's overly hydrated. It's fully satisfied.
Too much cold water can really hurt a guy. Yeah. So I do know that feeling where you'd go, it's hard to reconcile what it could be, as small as it can be and as big as it can be, it doesn't make sense. It's like, wow, how does that become that? Mm. But, you know, and if I were asked, I think I'd go with shower. I think you want to be a shower, don't you?
I think I do feel that if you're a shower, that you start in a better place.
Yeah, well, of course, that's what I'm saying.
And so you might, because most people, you can say all you want, I'm a grower, not a shower. And they go, yeah, sure you are.
Well, you know, right. Yes. And I've definitely seen...
Looking pinched there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it also looks like the whole face of that thing. I'm sorry to report.
It is fully... all right there. It's honestly, it's just such an unflattering... Like, the pants aren't good and where the harness is...
The whole thing
it
says
scooped
peep.
It all... It, peep! It looks like a little peep. It's an Easter candy.
You know,
it's just a little Easter peep.
He's in Trolls, and in Trolls, there's a little Biggie is a character.
Oh.
That's James Corbin.
Little Biggie?
Corbin. No. His name's Biggie. I believe Biggie. Anyway, his little friend is a worm, and he makes, this is his sound. Meh. That's kind of the sound you've envisioned coming out of that thing. You know, having the Trolls Association. It's unfortunate. Yeah. That's a terrible photo that you don't want going.
There's some sideways stuff, too, like as he's turning and trying to do his thing. It's just like, wow, it's just really not a lot.
He just can't get off stage in that moment, can he?
He can't, no. And I don't think he knows what's going on with it until everyone's like pointing.
He's pulling on his shirt, though.
No, he knows it's getting attention, Vin. Let's put it that way. You know, here's the thing that's funny about JT. And look, I think he's great. I like some of his songs, and I wish him well. I don't really have a personal vendetta. You know, I didn't think he handled the Britney thing very well, and there's definitely some questionable stuff between him and his wife, who is also apparently that's like where there's smoke, there's fire situation as well. Jessica Biel might be taking just some time to herself. But I feel like he's the guy who Britney Spears said was just like always acting too cool for school. In her book, he would grab his crotch all the time. And I would think, you know, just like to check that anything's still there. Like, why? But the whole like, I'm not a fan of like the hog grabbing anyway. I think that that's like, don't do that. What are you doing? Did your mom teach you to keep your hands away from that thing in public? But he's one of those grabber guys. And now I'm seeing, you know. He's probably just checking to make sure anything was still there. Poor thing.
JT alone.
No. 707 says, why would you want to carry big junk around? Grower's the way to go. Because that's a better advertisement.
Because if anybody pulls your pants down, you're like, you're not just, your face doesn't
turn
completely red.
Give me
red.
A second is an unfortunate response to someone getting into your pants.
Give me the fluffer. Give me the fluffer.
We're talking about Timberlake.
Yeah, we're talking about Justin Timberlake.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
Justin Timberlake's fans, right? Like, so obviously these are all over the internet. With like,
what's more embarrassing?
I'm bringing micro back
that photo or wetting your pants in ninth grade.
I don't know. It's a really hard call, Vin.
Oh boy,
he's touring that around.
Yeah,
so.
But you didn't end up on TMZ.
That's true. Yeah, and I am grateful for that. Plus, I mean, it was 50 years ago. I'm kind of over it. Kind of.
No, you're not.
I know. So this clip is viral. It's from his recent gig in Nashville. A super tight harness that stole the show. Triangle style straps in the front that really spotlighted the whole area. Can you double check that I put this up? Now I'm second guessing myself. Make sure this is on the Facebook page so people can check it out.
You think the harness goes away in all future shows, or does he switch to black pants? What's the move?
Well, if it were me, I would definitely be stuffing the front of my pants. Although now we all know, so it's pointless. Oh my God. Everyone's like, cute little guy. Oh.
I don't know. I mean, if I were performing as a musician nightly, I would probably be a guitar player as well. So I wouldn't be tripping on. But the whole trapeze thing is, I think it's gotten out of hand anyway. Like, we're going Marvel here, people. At some point, where are we headed after this, Pink?
Right. Like Pink. Well, look, Pink actually has some skills, right? So now there's a person, she's singing live and she's twisting herself around. There's actual danger that she could fall. Like, it's
the reviews of her show are incredible.
Right. But everybody just getting flown around.
My neighbor went to the show, like with a bunch of the neighborhood ladies, and they couldn't believe how incredible Pink was. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know where you go after that if you start doing the trapeze. Like, can't you just rock out?
Yeah. Apparently that's not enough anymore.
And now he's doing, I don't get it.
You know, I was noticing at Alice in Winterland, which happened last Friday, the Haven Madison was the opening act. And so she was on pretty early, even if you were at the show.
She was so cool.
She was very cool, and she was and talented, and she sounded good on stage. And she had a small production situation where she was rocking out for some of it. And then she had dancers coming out and they were doing choreography. It like felt like she's going to be a person that if she makes it, it'll become a much larger choreographed
production,
show.
Got it.
Oh, I thought you were.
Maddie and I were mostly backstage for her performance. We did those modeling like you and her hit it off and started.
Yeah, we were laughing.
You're voguing, and all of a sudden, there we are. And
then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go watch the show.
And then you left, and we sat there.
Yeah, we had a good time backstage.
But I did sit and watch Grammer, and he was phenomenal.
Yes.
But there was one, I mean, as soon as she started, like, Vinny and I both looked at each other and were like, wow. Like, this one can sing. Yep. She's great.
It really sounded great, like really good intonation. And then I really enjoyed some of the dance stuff. Like, she was, she's out front and then there's a couple dancers behind her. And I thought this chick could go big. Like, I could see that happening when you're the opening act for a 3-band night. You also get only a small sliver of the front of the stage, too. So even with that, they managed to work all that in. So where does it go after the... Everybody gets hauled up now on those in a harness and flung around the thing. I would like to put my vote in for. Well, I want to say this. It's rare that you see somebody in one of those harnesses and you're like, that looks great. Like, girls don't look good in it. Guys don't look good in it. Guys, actually, I mean, Justin Timberlake's having a bad moment. Today is a bad day for his bulge. And I feel like if you really want to, now, how about this? Some kind of a sofa or, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question. All the stuff he's put that wife of his through, what's her name?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. Is a little part of her enjoying this?
Yes.
Him catching some.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Because she did marry that. So there's like, you know, on one hand, she's like, finally, this
guy
gets
knocked down a peg or two. Well, listen, a person is not defined by his junk. I mean, you know, you do.
Are you sure? Yes. I mean, we've done 10 minutes on him.
You do. Well, because we've just, I don't know why we're so mad at him, but we are, obviously. We must be. It's just so funny. I hate to
707 says, where are the beans or the eggs or whatever you want to call them?
Yeah. It looks like there's one marshmallow, Stay Puft marshmallow in there. Where there should be at least 3 marshmallows. I feel like there should be a tumble of junk in there. A gurgle of junk.
They must be under the straps.
Oh,
screaming.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if that's
Let
not
me
all
out
of it,
here.
It's like, I don't know how he's not breaking a sweat and bleeding out his eyeballs from the pain.
It's up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Good. I guess I should probably stop talking about his junk now.
Yeah.
Here are some pop culture moments that will be a decade old this year in 2025. And some of these I was like, okay, that feels like 10 years ago. Others I'm like, really? So BuzzFeed put a big long list. I just pulled a few of these. So first of all, Star Wars came back with The Force Awakens. That was 10 years ago. Kind of hard to believe, huh? The Force Awakens. And then there was The Last Jedi or something.
Yes.
It's the Rey ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked them.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 also came out in 2015. That ended the, that was, remember they took the last book that was the worst of the three books or however many books and they split it into two. I'm like, oh, great.
Terrible.
I actually think I fell off after the second movie. I'm like, I can't sit through this.
I didn't stay either.
Hoverboards were a big thing and Apple Watches made their debut. Those things have been around for a decade.
I love this damn watch. I can understand absolutely every person out there with a personal identity of their own would say, I cannot wear mass-produced same watch as everyone else. I understand. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I leave the phone. I got my watch. I'm good. I can, I'm reachable, but I'm not sitting there fingering my phone.
Right.
You know, I don't have that knee jerk. Well, I'll just look at my phone while I'm sitting here by myself.
John loves it. He's like, he always uses his phone everywhere. That's why you can't get John to text you back because he's like, well, I can't text you. What am I going to do? Talk into my thing. But you can pay for stuff. You can be listening to your book or what, you know, whatever you're doing. Like it's all there for you.
Yep.
Right on your wrist. It really is. It really is easy. I really can't wait for the eyeglasses or the just face wear stuff to start to be a thing. I'm tempted to get one of those sets of Ray-Bans. But I really want it to be one of those things where I have to, like, blink in a certain sequence and, you know, turn my eyes left, right, left, right.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I think that'll be really fun. Or just, you know, talk,
I'm sure
sub-vocalize to an AI that's listening to my every word.
The pace with which technology is moving, sure you're going to get that before you...
Croak? Yeah. I hope so. Oh, right. Speaking of croaking... I just wanted to do this really fast because I thought this was a crazy story and I didn't get it to it. I meant to do this at 6. Conan O'Brien's parents both died last week within 3 days of each other. It's just, yeah, they're both in their 90s.
Oh.
They've been married since 1958. His dad died Monday of last week and his mother passed on Thursday. Isn't that crazy? I mean, they're both very elderly. His health had been failing and boom, so he was 95 and she was 92. By the way, he was, he graduated from Harvard Medical School. She graduated from Yale Law School.
Oh.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien, family of smarty pants. In addition to Conan, they had 3 other sons, 2 daughters, and 9 grandchildren.
Whoa.
I know. What a life. That's what I want, though. I don't want to go first. I don't really want to go. I just want to stay. When it comes to an end, let's have it end. The both of us together. I definitely don't want to survive him. Oh, Janie, I was bummed too. Janie texted me. It's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
She says she loved my look. Thank you. Did you see my little ribbons that I put all these little red and green ribbons in my hair trying to look all Christmassy? I actually posted to Instagram.
Twice.
2 times. Selfies.
I totally missed the Santa suit, though. Disappointing.
You know, I put it on. I could not make it work, Vinny. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to hot glue this thing. This is ridiculous. I'm just going to. And I wore my silver thing. The silver thing was fine. It was Christmas.
It was fine.
And for you, I put the, you know, put the ribbons in my hair so that it would look.
Oh, that was for me?
Well, yeah, because I knew you'd be like, that doesn't look Christmassy. Black and silver. How is that? What are you, a Raiders fan? You know?
Well, you matched. I liked it.
I know. I liked it too.
Oh, you guys look great. I didn't look Christmassy at all.
Yeah, but nobody expected you to.
No, I mean,
your outfit is never really up for discussion. So, Jane writes.
If reached for comment, my answer is I'm overwhelmed.
Sorry, Blaine, I didn't want to be here. So,
my kids have got to pee on the way there. Right. Oh, 2-hour drive.
You know what, though? Every parent goes, yeah, I know. Every parent knows about that.
Okay, sorry. Jane says
she's bummed that we didn't get any pictures together, and I just realized that we didn't. Me and her.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. Well, really?
We could probably Photoshop ourselves into something, Janie.
There's some pictures up on the Facebook page and on the Alice Instagram. Yeah, and by the way, if you want to follow any of us on Instagram, go to the Alice Instagram. The links are all there.
Yeah, Alice follows all of us. Easy to find. I'm Clarky Clark, in case I don't really say
my
last name.
Okay, I have a picture of the 3 of us with Jane and Haven in the background.
Oh,
Does that count? Can you see that?
Jane is in the background.
Jane's in the background with Haven. They both look great.
Put it up.
And then there's our dumb heads. in the foreshop.
Put it up on your Instagram.
And Maddie's not going to like the wrinkles on his forehead. Botox, buddy. It may be time.
Don't say that, because well, you know he'll go get it.
Well, no, I'm just kidding, but I mean,
he's got money for that.
Let's get this guy signed.
Better days are ahead. Don't worry. Yeah. You'll be back to your, what is it, every 6 weeks?
No, 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. Mm. Anyway.
I'm going to go back to the pop culture things that will be a decade old this year.
So, oh, yeah.
These are all things that happened in 2015. The peach and eggplant emojis. Those are only 10 years old, apparently. That's what it says here. I don't know. I feel like those have been around forever, but.
Mm.
Uptown Funk. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars. Biggest song of the year.
I like that.
And in the meantime, is that the one? Oh, no. Uptown Funk You Up was not the one that they got sued over, right? I'm thinking of, never mind. I'm thinking of something else. Left Shark.
Upstage. Oh.
Katy Perry during Super Bowl halftime show.
Katy Perry during Better Days.
Yeah. Popular Days. Popular. Mm-hmm. Zayn Malik announced that he was leaving One Direction. And everybody else in the band went, okay, we'll leave too. Yes, dear.
By the way, that was the song they were sued for, Uptown Funk.
Oh, it was?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, it seems like all the songs get sued for everything because we've run out of chords and chord progressions.
It is a thing.
Taylor Swift's 1989 tour was the highest grossing tour of the year 10 years ago.
Oh.
Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe. That was a crunchalicious moment. I don't buy this. They say Pizza Rat dominated social media. I thought Pizza Rat was much more recent than 10 years ago.
I don't know Pizza Rat.
It's a rat and a piece of pizza and a set of stairs and a sidewalk in New York. And yeah. The rat is just taking the pizza. The rat is having its way with it, just taking it. It's like, oh my God, I'm bringing home takeout. But I don't feel like it was 10 years ago. I feel like that was really recent. Big celebrity weddings. Listen to this. In 2015, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux got... Oh, here you go. There's Pizza Rat. There's Pizza Rat. He's just like bringing home... He's got to bring home food for the family. Oh, is he going to come back? Yep, he's going to. He knows there's a huge piece of pizza up there.
Mm. I don't remember. I don't have any. Okay.
Celebrity weddings included Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. That one, they're the only ones still together in that list. And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announced their divorce 10 years ago. Can't believe it. Tom Holland was cast as Spider-Man 10 years ago. Incredible.
Really?
Yup. Aren't we already on to another guy?
Mm.
Who's the
No.
Name? Oh, Tom Holland's the guy now?
I think that's the guy. Yeah. I think...
Does it feel more recent? Because I was thinking if it's the latest one, I feel like he's been there 2 years. But
oh, no. I feel like he's been there... How did they make... They've made how many movies with him as the Spider-Man?
I think three.
At least two.
At least, I think three, but he was also in Avengers.
The other Avengers,
Endgame.
That's the only place I've seen him in.
They must have just cast him and started him working nonstop.
Jon Stewart hosted his final Daily Show from that run. Mm. I can't believe that's been 10 years. Trevor Noah was there a long time. I completely fell off that show by the end of the Trevor Noah. Now I'm back on it. I'll actually watch most of the episodes in a week if he's on the Monday show. I'll watch the rest of it because I see the other correspondents, and I just feel like I'm so, like, I just love Jon Stewart's delivery so much. I see it. Mad Men and Parks and Rec aired their final episodes, and The White and Gold, or Black and Blue dress broke the internet. That all happened 10 years ago. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
We got fast facts and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Doobie doobie doo. So dramatic. I mean, the world's ending. They're singing at the tops of their lungs. It's amazing. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation are on track to surpass the $2 million mark.
All right.
In giving for 2024. What motivates them to create a happier, healthier society? Find out at FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Fog, clouds, but we should be dry until this upcoming weekend. Little break in the rain action. The fog, though, on the drive-in was pretty brutal. It slowed me down considerably.
I'm sure. I mean, it was like pea soup. And honestly, it's very foggy still. Careful out there.
I don't really want to mention this because these things seem to happen with some regularity. But for the first time, there's a difference in this school shooting that happened in Madison, Wisconsin. It was a girl.
And it was stunning news.
I don't think that has ever happened as far as I know. I don't claim to be an expert on these types of things, but I will say they're currently tearing apart the house, the bedroom, trying to find is there ever a reason that would make any sense?
No, but it is incredibly unusual. And the same, I mean, I'm sure that everyone is thinking the same thing. Like that just isn't the usual thing.
Right. So anyway, that's the one difference in this one compared to the hundreds of the past.
Shootings, right.
How about a fast fact,
you know,
everyone?
I love fast facts, Vincent. Fast facts.
The first Christmas card was published and sold in 1843.
Wow.
The same year as Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Superman lives in Metropolis, which many people assume is New York City. But according to a former DC Comics editor, it's actually in Delaware.
It's actually in DC. It's supposed to be Washington DC, or is that in Maryland? I don't really know.
Delaware is not part of the. Is it?
Are they all right there? I don't know.
Well, they are, but
I
thought that was
Maryland.
No,
Maryland and Virginia, mm-hmm. right? What else?
Yeah, Maryland and Virginia, but Delaware is not close to there. It's north of Maryland, but it's not in the.
Well, that's funny.
That's your neck of the woods.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Not really.
Hi, we're in Delaware.
Former presidents get free postage for life. That's a weird perk.
That is a weird perk.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. Like of all the things to get, it's like that's something that I can afford. Free postage.
The whole neighborhood has Biden dropping off their Christmas presents. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I guess.
Will you move all these cards for me, Mr. Biden?
Right. John, bring it on over here. I don't know if you know this, but I've got some free postage.
Is there an upstate New York mailing everything for the people? And where do they live?
Delaware.
Oh, they live.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually looking at Delaware. It's not as fit. It's adjacent to Maryland.
I thought the Clintons lived in upstate New York.
No, the Clintons.
Oh, no, the Clintons do.
The Bidens.
You said the Bidens.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
I meant
that's
the Clintons.
Why we were. Yes. 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 They live in like, in like a suburb of New York City, Chappaqua or something. Is that the name of it?
That sounds right.
Does it?
Yeah, but it's got me confused with Chappaquiddick, so I'm definitely...
Yeah, stay away from that.
I'm having trouble with my words today, I guess. I take 3 days off, you're just...
Yes. To your too rested, Vinny. You need
maybe
a little edge. You
it is Chappaqua.
Oh, Chappaqua. See? Did I say that? I said Chappaqua, I think.
Yeah, you're close.
A new poll asked people what they have planned to resolve to start doing in 2025. The top responses were, I got to save more money. Mm. I got to stop spending all this money. I got some money, but I'm spending it.
Oh.
Improving their physical health and exercising more, which also will improve your physical health.
I should probably do that.
A lot of people, though, find themselves over the holidays indulging. I'm no different.
Yeah, let it go over the holidays. It's okay.
That's the number one thing. Save some money. Mm. Dang. Gotta stop spending all my money. Others, less common responses were focusing on spiritual matters, traveling, quitting a bad habit, getting a new job, and moving. If you're quitting a bad habit, I'm rooting for you.
Yes.
Write in and remind me, and I'll continue to encourage you as time goes on because you can do this.
And you'll be so much happier on the other side of it.
Whatever it is, biting your fingernails, whatever your thing that you're just, you can do this. You just have to focus on it and decide, I'm done with that.
There's this, I don't know if you ever watched that show, it's set in Montana, like in the early days, Deadwood. Mm. And this girl's, she's
South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, it's okay. It's just a great show. And this one lady is Ray Donovan's wife from the series Abby plays this hooker. And
the redhead.
Trixie. Trixie the hooker. And she used to be a heroin addict.
Oh.
And they're all on
not in real life.
No, on the show. Okay. And so there's
they had
this
heroin in those days?
Oh yeah. Well, they would give it a laudanum or something, I think is what it was called.
Laudanum was opium with alcohol mixed.
Okay. So these people would get hooked on on opiates. And this one lady is hooked. She's definitely, and she's trying to quit and she's sick over it. And it's, you know, because you get physically ill and it's horrible. And Trixie comes in and says, you know, she's sort of tending to her. She's going, she goes, it's hard and you're sick. And then one day you wake up and you're free. You've done it. One day you wake up and you're free. And that's what you get when it is hard to quit anything, really, anything that you think you enjoy or that you're addicted to. And one day you wake up and you're free. And I have always thought about that. Like, I mean, you and I talk about addiction a lot on this show. And now we've added Maddie, so we talk about it even more. Be free.
A poll on Christmas traditions found the top ones we'd be willing to ditch. Sending Christmas cards is at the top of the list.
I ditched it this year. It feels so good.
It's crazy how many people / women,
let's
drop the guys. Guys aren't doing that. It's the women in the family that are doing that and keeping that up. And yeah, I can imagine that the year without, when you just finally say, I can't. I got kids. I got full-time work. I got this. I got that. That is going to have to fall by the wayside.
Yep.
I think that's happened at our house too. And I'm not surprised. There's too much to do.
Yep. There's a lot to do. And I was way more motivated to do it when I was doing like picture cards with my kids and stuff. Like, that's fun. You know, now I don't have to talk on the phone with these people. They've seen the damn kids, you know, that kind of thing. But now I'm like, I'm just going to cross that off and pretend I did it. Oh, well, you didn't get my Christmas card? Oh, it must have got lost in the mail. Yeah, if you didn't get a Christmas card from me, by the way, it's because it got lost in the mail.
Right.
Sorry about it.
A poll asked 2,000 Americans which major Christmas traditions they'd be willing to get rid of. Sending Christmas cards, ugly Christmas sweaters, gift giving entirely. Just get rid of it.
That's harder than you think. Even this year, we're like, honey, kids, we're not doing anything.
I mean, except your first class flight tickets.
Absolutely not first class. You're flying coach. We'll do coach for you. But that was supposed to be the main thing, was like, that's it. And then I can't stop myself. I'm like, oh, but this. And then I wanted to, he mentioned this. And
so you are going to give them that.
There'll be a couple gifts.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, no stockings, though. That's the one. I'm actually so excited about that because there's nothing worse than trying to find things to stuff in that stocking and then having to wrap all these tiny little stupid things. Oh, I'm so glad it's over.
Gift giving is on the list of traditions Americans are ready to give up. Secret Santa, gift exchanges, Christmas music.
Oh,
come on.
That's fine.
I know the seasons can, you know, you can really get under it sometimes, but come on.
Yeah. Come on. It's not that big a deal.
This is fun. Try to remember that. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
But for people who are already like stressed, and it's a reminder that it's time and it's headed your way and you have a bunch of stuff to do. Hurry up.
Christmas movies, Elf on a Shelf, Christmas lights, holiday treats, and decorating your tree comes in at number 10 on the traditions Americans would love.
I could get rid of the tree. We put up lights in the room and stuff. And
we have fun with the tree. We go chop it down.
Yeah, yeah. And no, you go got with kids. Another you family. Can't. You're not allowed to give it. Any of that
it's
stuff.
It's all good.
But not having a tree would be great. It's such a mess. And having to water it, I have to remember.
Oh, you just reminded me. I got to water our tree. Oh.
Want me to text you a reminder?
No, I'm going to text home as soon as we're done here.
You'll forget.
Go water the tree, please. I don't think we've done it in days. Yikes.
They drink a lot.
Yeah, they do. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, stuff. The perfect jobs for people who hate people.
Oh.
This is, it's unfortunate because, you know.
If you're a hermit, though, if you just don't like other people.
Yeah, but, you know.
You're sparing them from you as well.
I know what happens to people. I do. I understand it because I've had this feeling on a small level where you've just. You find yourself in friction with someone or some people, and you find yourself retreating, and you go, you know what I don't need? Whatever that was, I'm better off just keeping to myself. And then, but really what you're doing is you're creating this so-called independence that leaves you on an island by yourself. You might as well be Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Oh.
Is that the name of the movie?
It is.
Like there you, this is what you've done to yourself because
you're talking to a volleyball.
A few bad experiences and some friction that maybe has caused you to say retreat a little. Like I just don't want to feel bad about myself. I don't want to fight with anybody. I just whatever. Now you're that guy. I hate it. Don't do that to yourself. Loneliness is like a real bad thing to find yourself stuck in.
Right. And if you've cut people out of your life one by one. You just don't want to deal with that anymore.
Anyway, I guess there are people who just flat out hate people. These are the jobs. Power plant operator.
Oh, why?
Most of it is sitting in a room at a control plant panel that auto fixes itself 99% of the time. You're Homer.
I'm just going to stay here.
I just eat donuts and I just sit here.
Oh. Jinx.
Lighthouse keepers are on the list.
Oh.
I saw a recent ad for one of the islands around here.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah. Yeah. They were looking for a lighthouse keeper for an island in the bay.
Wow.
And you're just, there
pay?
You are. I don't know.
If you need to leave the island, do you have to find someone to replace yourself?
I think they want you to bring your family out there. So that
oh, and go
some,
live out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, it was a pretty good gig because you get a place to stay for free. Mm-hmm. And I think the salary was over 100K.
But then there you are on the island. Well, I suppose if you could just make it. Yeah, that's great. Somebody's going to love that job. I bet you there's tons of people applying for that job. Where did you see this?
It was a news story.
Yeah, I saw it too. It was some news story that I don't know if you gave it to me or what. Okay, maybe that's why we both know. Anyway.
I mean, you got a boat. I'm sure there's probably a boat there. And then because you need to have groceries.
Right.
And so somebody goes into town and gets the groceries. And meanwhile, you just hang out on the bay. Like, yeah, I'm bored, but it's better than hanging with people.
I guess. They say night shift security guard.
That's
at a museum
drive.
Or anywhere else. You know, the night shift in general, if you don't like people, that's the place. Like I did grocery and I as a kid and you'd see the night shift and their headphones in. Not talking to anybody. Let me just do my boxes.
Stocking the shelf. Cut them down.
Exactly. Yep. Just breaking down boxes, putting them up, and not talking.
Mm.
Commercial truck driver. Driving is as lonely as you want it to be. So if you're not into people, there you are.
That's a lot of time to think. Like I feel like driving a truck must be, it'll make you crazy. If you're crazy and you're driving a truck right now, text us, but wait till you pull over at the truck stop, please. The special pull off the road trucks stop. 800-400-3697. That's got to be a lonesome.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if you have a CB, there's always a bunch of trucks. Like if you go 80 over the grade to over down into Reno, like that's a big pass, you know, and these guys are all experts getting their chains on and all that stuff. And they are just, the chatter on the CB is crazy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. East Brothers Lighthouse. It's near Richmond, San Rafael Bridge. That's the spot.
Is that the one? Isn't that the one where there's actually a little Airbnb on there? Or like a little bed and breakfast that you can go and
they say
stay
here that actually you also have to run an Airbnb on this island and cook for everyone. It's a crap job.
Oh.
I don't know that that's the case. I really am just reading texts.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with, I mean, if that's your living.
Yeah. But honestly, that's not a good job for someone who doesn't want to be around people. Nothing. There's, you know, there's always something.
At least with grownups, you can say, yes, lunch is at 12. This is what I'm making. And that's all until dinner time. Mm. Kids are just like, you know.
Can I have a bag of goldfish?
What else can I have?
What else can I have?
I'm don't hungry. Want this.
I don't like apples.
Cut the crust off. Can't you just eat into the middle of the thing?
Just eat along the crust. The crust is like the handle on the sandwich.
Just eat the meat out of the middle and leave those bones on the plate, would you?
Mm.
Mm. Now.
It's too much work.
Why do they have to make making kids so fun? Why?
That is you in a nutshell. God, that was perfect.
Ditch the Christmas table runner. Is that the thing down the middle? Is that what we're talking about? I still have that on my table.
Why? Are these the things we're giving up?
No, these are texts.
These
now.
Are people who are now saying these are the things I'm going to give up on that tradition. I'm also, you know what other tradition I threw out the window this year? The matching pajamas. Not doing it. I don't think I've ever missed a Christmas where I didn't have pajamas for all four of us so that we'd look cute in our Christmas pictures the next day. You know what I'm also going to do? Not take any pictures tomorrow.
When are the kids coming
or
back?
Whatever it is. Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. I'll be in bed. They're coming back late Thursday night.
Don't you want them to exit the plane all drunk on free champagne? Wouldn't that be great?
I hadn't really thought about it because I'm not picking them up. But, I mean, they could buy it on the plane if they have enough money. I bought the tickets, for God's sake.
Such a Scrooge.
I'm not a Scrooge. Believe me, I've been making them drinks the whole time they're here. It's so great having kids who are of age. I'm a good bartender. What do you want? What are you in the mood for?
So was my mom, and look what happened. Just saying.
Well, that's true. That is true.
510 says, men objectify women all the damn time. Let's keep talking about his mini marshmallow.
Yeah, little marshmallow.
Justin Timberlake
like the little
seems
Swiss Miss
to
instant
have
cocoa marshmallows.
Accidentally outed himself as having a tiny todger.
Oh, I love that phrase.
Todger.
The tiny todger.
You know what that's from, right?
I do. It's I think it's like Keith Richards' book said that Mick Jagger had a tiny todger.
Yeah.
And it's called a tiny todger.
I have heard Mick say in response to many things Keith has said, he says things like, he is the angriest man I know.
Mm.
Everything is a problem with that guy. He's too
I'm sorry, my todger was too small for you. All right.
He's like, there's nothing makes that guy happy. And I just think these two have been together since the 50s.
Like they're the original Oasis brothers.
Yep. Yikes. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. In the trash, Taylor Swift.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.